Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Post and you're listening to Jackie Road Studios. And it is with great regret that I have to inform you that there is a no song ready for this week's episode. It was bound to happen, honestly, guys. I'm surprised this didn't happen sooner. I'm more shocked than anybody that it's taken this long. The truth of the matter is, it's just not ready. It's not ready. I haven't done it. Not through want of trying. I'm going to run you through in a second where I got to with this song and the roadblocks that I hit. It will actually be an interesting little exercise for me to go back through it and... if you want to see the artist's failings, where did he go wrong? How did he come up with, late on a Friday night, this little number?
I can't think of anything, my brain is dumb, I am stupid. I can't think of anything, my brain is dumb, I am stupid.
I think that's what writer's block looks like under a microscope. That takes me back to dark times this weekend where I just couldn't get a grip on this week's song. Hence, the week off. And there comes a time in every young boy's life where he has to disappoint the lead singer of Jimmy Eat World and tell him, Jim, your episode's going to have to wait another week.
Well, Jackie Road is just a place where we can have some fun. Well, I'm having fun at Jackie Road, doing cool interviews and writing songs.
I gotta say, I think we're all thankful that we're having a little bit of a breather this week and it's not another interview episode. From what I can tell from your feedback, and thank you for giving feedback at jackieroadstudios@gmail.com or whether you're rating, reviewing on iTunes or if you hit me up on social media, I always love hearing what people think of the show. And even if you're not directly saying this, I feel like this is the sentiment of most of the feedback is that, hey, Jack, we're loving their songs. We're loving the interviews, but they're coming too thick and too fast. It's a barrage of interview episodes, and we just need a breather. Take a break. It'll be good for you. It'll be good for us. And let's reconvene here next Monday with the Jim Atkins interview. Whew. For those who didn't hear last week's episode, Jim Atkins, the lead singer of Jimmy Eat World, is the next guest in Jackie Road Studios. I sat down with him Saturday before last, so 8-9 days ago now. The interview is great. I can't wait to play it. I had plenty of time to work on the song, and then somehow I just jinxed myself. Had a whole lot of false starts. Went down one road, ditched that. Went down another road, ditched that. Went down another road, ditched that. All of a sudden, it feels like a year 12 exam. I've read Girl with the Pearl Earring. I'm going in to write my essay on Girl with the Pearl Earring. And I'm standing out the front waiting to get an exam and see somebody else is reading Montana 1948 and thinking, maybe I do a last minute switch. What's your book about? Literally, like, as I went to make the Jim Atkins episode and I didn't have, like, I had half a song ready. I was like, I'm just going to throw all this out and make up something completely new with what? Half an hour before I, you know, can realistically get it done. And then I had a little word with myself and thought, you know what the better thing is, and I think it's what you deserve, is you deserve a little rest. Just relax. Give yourself a week off, for God's sake. No one's going to punish you. I think we all appreciate the honesty. I could have gone with Corrupt File, thought about going with Corrupt File, you know, no podcast there on Monday. And when you guys ask where it is, say the file was corrupted or my internet was down. But I think this is better. This is more honest. And now it actually gives me a chance to reflect on where I went wrong. I'll take you guys in on the journey as well. This is the first ever Bump in the Road episode. I've called it Bump in the Road Episode 1, leaving the door wide open for Bump in the Road Episode 2, Bump in the Road episode 3. Hey, we might even go into 4 and 5. Now it's a tool I've got at my disposal. It's in my back pocket. If I ever need a week off, I'll rip out the new Bump in the Road opener. Welcome to a brand new format on Jackie Road Studios.
It's a Bump in the Road episode. Well, nobody really knows how it goes. We've never been here before, but I'm sure we'll find our way around if you hear the sound of a toad. That just means the show's not dead if you hear the sound of a toad. We've just hit a bump in the road.
All right, with no real direction on how to do this, I'm going to go through voice memos is where I make all my songs, like, you know, where the start of any idea is captured. And God, I've got a lot of junk in there this week from the gym stuff. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 of my most recent voice notes are Jim Atkins ideas, like this song for the end of the Jim Atkins episode. And then number 15 is the Amy Shark one from the previous week. So without giving too much away on next week's episode, I asked Jim if he'll feature on the song, if he'll lend to the song a guitar bit or just any vocal, like la-di-da, like la-la-la-la-la, and then I will use it in the song and say that Jim Atkins is featuring on the song. So I've got something from, I don't know whether to tell you what I got from Jim yet. I'll leave it a surprise just in case it does become a part of the song. But essentially, this is the first idea that I had where it was getting hyped up for the Jim Atkins feature on the song, and this is called Let's Go Jimmy. I mean, this is how messy it sometimes starts is. So obviously there's no lyrics here. This is just like a vibe. So that's just mumble lyrics. I think I get to some point where it would be like a crowd vocal singing, "Let's go, Jimmy, let's go.
Let's go, Jimmy, let's go. Let's go, Jimmy, let's go. Let's go, Jimmy, let's go.
Cool. So that would be similar to how I did the fake crowd vocals with the My New Voice song, where I got people to record a version of being in a crowd at their home studio. I think this is kind of how I imagined that. So we'd all be going, "Let's go, Jimmy, let's go." Like a footy crowd chant or something like that. So I came up with that pretty fast. That was on the 30th of August, which was, I think that might have been, let me just backtrack. I want to, if anything else, just build a timeline for myself of where we went so wrong. That was on the Sunday. So I interviewed Jim on August 29, and then on the Sunday, August 30, I had this in my idea. So already I was pumped because I was like, all right, well, this is some sort of idea. We're all getting pumped up to introduce Jim onto the track. You know, he's going to feature on the track, and that's why it's called Let's Go, Jimmy, Let's Go. Same day, this is my second thing I put in there, Jim Breakdown. Now, I don't know what really this is. You know, as we look back at the crash site of where we went wrong this week, this is just another mystery. I don't know, picking up the bass and saying, I guess I was like, this will be another part of the song. I don't even love this very much at all. That bit was cool, but otherwise, don't really know how that fits in. Then August 30, so still the same day, Sunday, I'm getting a lot of ideas out. This is me fleshing out that same idea of let's go, Jimmy, let's go. A crowd shouting, "Let's go, Jimmy." And then I think I'm just throwing in, again, gibberish here about Jimmy's going to feature on the track.
Jimmy Boy, I like him, Jimmy Boy.
So that would be crowd vocals, I imagine, singing Let's Go Jimmy, Let's Go. And then that would be me on lead vocals going, da-da-da-da, Jimmy boy, da-da-da-da, Jimmy boy. That da-da-da-da is just a placeholder for whatever the lyric would be. So why did I hate this so much? I have no idea. But then something happens between Sunday night, if we're looking at the captain's log, something happens between Sunday night and Wednesday, because the next thing there on Wednesday is I'm attempting again with the same riff to, I guess, flesh it out more. Oh, I know what I was doing there. That is just me laying down like what would be the music so that I could try and write like some sort of lyric over the top of it. And I'm obviously not having a good time because the next four iterations, and I won't play them all, of what's in voice notes is just different versions of mumbling. Then I'm waiting. So this is still Wednesday, right? I got a bunch load of non-progress in Wednesday's voice notes, and then I've got this, which I played featured at the start of the episode, is just me going slightly mad.
I can't think of anything, my brain is dumb, I am stupid. I can't think of anything, my brain is dumb, I am stupid.
I sent my wife mad by playing that. I probably just did that over and over again for an hour trying to think of anything. Oh, my God. I wonder, I would love to really know, like, real artists, right, who are putting out songs we love, the bands we love, the singers we love. When they're writing songs, do they ever hit a point like this?
I can't think of anything, my friend.
Where they just drive themselves mad, or is that what separates me from like the real legends of the craft? Is that I actually can't, a lot of the time I can't think of anything to write. What's this? Okay, so then now I've gone completely mad, so I'm just putting any old idea into voice notes. This is just instrumental. That's Bianca talking over the back because she's disrespecting the craft. I mean, beautiful, beautiful playing, Jackie boy, but can't really make a song out of that. Nothing in that inspired songs. Then Friday. Okay, so Thursday, obviously panicked, did nothing. Friday, I'm back in the game. I get in the studio, throw away all those ideas I've had previously and try to make something from scratch. Came up with this. Oh, you know what this is actually? All right, so this I can't think of anything riff I came up with.
I can't.
All right, I actually like those chords. So this is like a hip-hop version of using those same chords. And I didn't know what it would be yet, but I guess I was going to do some kind of rap about Jim featuring on the song. Da 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 ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba ba da ba 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 da ba dee ba ba da Jim Atkins and a beat up on beans and we're gonna be best friends and something something. Started to hate that. Obviously, later at night on Friday night, used that same drum beat but came up with something new again. Now this I actually like, and I want to, if I don't use this for the Jim Atkins song, which I won't because I just couldn't get anywhere with it. Even trying to write lyrics to it, but I ruminated on this for like a couple of hours. I think it's not right for this Jim Atkins song, but I want to use this eventually. I like it. actually, that's an original version of it. And then this is still all in voice notes. What you can record on voice notes on your iPhone, but you can also record on your computer. So I use it on the desktop just to play what things I'm making in Logic. Like I made this drum beat and synth thing in Logic, and it's got an acoustic guitar on it too. And then I just play it into voice notes. So I've just handily got it with me on the iPhone. And so I beefed this one up a little bit. So that's just mucking around with the FX function on Logic. If you haven't used this, and I didn't know about it either, GarageBand, for people who've used GarageBand, it's got this great little thing in it called like an FX tab is what it's called. And it allows you to do little things like repeat phrases at the end of a... I'll point out where I used it. So you hold down repeat here. Right. And then Logic didn't have that. Obviously, you can do that in Logic, like manually, you could go in and repeat something. But I was like, oh, this kind of sucks that GarageBand, which is free, has it and Logic doesn't. Then I found out about Logic Remote. So if you don't have this and you're using Logic on your iPad or your iPhone, you can get Logic Remote and essentially it you control Logic from your phone or your iPad, and then on it, it's got the same, it looks exactly the same as in GarageBand, the same FX function so that you can, you know, you can change the frequencies and slow things down or repeat things like I'm doing here. So my idea, and that was yesterday, so now we're up to Saturday. I'm still trying to figure out that backbeat and write lyrics to that, and I just can't get a grip on it. Like, usually how I do it is I get enough that I like, so like, you know, try and dig at it from a, chip into it from a few different angles and get something I like, grip on tight to that, and then keep chiseling around it, and then, you know, that's how I form the rest of the song. This, I just couldn't get a grip on anything that I really liked. And I was like, yes, this is going to be cool. I'm excited to do this. It was all just a slog and felt like I was scratching at brick, you know, and I just couldn't get through it. There's one other thing on Saturday, sounds like this. I don't know what it's called. B-part Jimmy is what I've called it. Don't even know what this is. Cool. Yep. Don't know where I was going to use that. Just some other melody and chord progression, but with no lyrics. I mean, it was a shit show this week is the best way to say it. I really got to the point on Saturday where I was like, why am I killing myself to do this? I made this podcast up for the fun of making songs, not for the, you know, pain of like pushing through something I'm absolutely not getting at. And the deadline was looming. It honestly felt like an essay in high school or something, you know, like my homework had to be submitted and I hadn't read the book. I was honestly hating it. So I thought, all right, look, I'm the boss of the podcast. I'm going to give myself a week off. It brings us to the bump in the road episode. There will be something for Jim Atkins episode next week. Come hell or high water, I will have a song, and thank you for understanding that we had to do the bump in the road episode.
It's a bump in the road episode. Well, nobody really knows how it goes. We've never been here before, but I'm sure we'll find our way around if you hear the sound of a toad. That just means the show's not dead if you hear the sound of a toad. We've just hit a bump in the road.
So thank you to everybody who is still listening to this episode. If you are, you must be a true fan of the show. This episode promised nothing. It had nothing to offer, yet here you are, you're still listening. So for the people who are the true fans of the show, I have a gift for you. If you are listening now, I'm going to give you the first ever bit of Jackie Road Studios merchandise. We got stickers done this week. So hit me up on email, jackieroadstudios@gmail.com. If you want a sticker, just send me the best address and I'm going to send out everybody who listened this far into this episode a sticker if they want one. Well, that's not true. I only got 50 made and I've already stuck some on my pencil case and my diary. Wrote a big love heart around it because I love Jackie Road Studios. I've got about 40 stickers left, maybe. So if you're still listening to this episode and you want a sticker, just send me your address. I'll send it out to you. Does that include internationals? First three internationals. Don't know how much it's going to cost. That sounds cheap, but come on, it's a free sticker. First three internationals and first, let's say, first 20. And after that, I'm going to get bored of writing addresses on envelopes. First 20 in Australia who want a sticker, let me know. JackieRoadStudios@gmail.com. Seriously, thank you for supporting the podcast. Let me know what you think of the podcast as well when you send that email. It gets lonely in here, you know, guys. It really does. With the Hamish and Andy show, I've got Hamish and Andy and the crew. And with Christian's breakfast show, I've got the big crew there as well. It's all friendly and fun and games. At Jackie Road Studios, it's just me. And Jim Atkins, next week from Jimmy Eat World on the show, Jackie Road Studios. Thanks for listening.
Well, Jackie Road, it is now closed until the next episode. So here's an outro for Jackie's show. So Andrew knows that it's the end of the podcast.
Jackie Road Studios is a way of life.